Hello, it's Dr. Jill Robertson from NoCryingBabies.com. It's been a little while since I've had a chance to talk to you. Been in the middle of flu season and everybody's got fever and is snotty nose and coughing. So I wanted to get away from that a little bit and talk to you about weaning your toddler to a toddler bed. You know, when your 18-month-old starts climbing out of the crib, it's time to put the crib away and get that toddler bed. Now, one of the things that happens is with a toddler bed, of course, the toddler doesn't typically stay in the toddler bed at night. Several times during the night, your toddler's going to show up in your bed. So you have to figure out what you want to do, and you have to stay the course. And that can be harder than it seems. So, you know, some people, when their toddler comes to their bed at night, they go ahead and snuggle up and let the toddler stay in bed with them. The only drawback to that is that sometimes it's 8 years before the toddler gets out of the bed at night. So if that's not what you want, if you want your toddler to stay in the toddler bed at night, it's going to take a little work. You have to get yourself psyched up and make sure that you're very consistent with your expectations and how you're going to handle this. So there's a couple of ways that you can handle this. One is every time that your child comes to your bed, you get up, put him back in his bed, tell him it's all going to be okay, and every time he does it, you have to put him back in the bed. If one time you give in, I'm too tired, I can't do it, then the child is going to know that if he's persistent, you're going to cave at one time or another. So you've got to put him back in the bed every time. The other thing that you can do is just lock your door. Now, you may hear your child kicking at the door, knocking at the door, Mommy, I need you. And you have to be very strong about it. You know, you may wake up in the morning, there's a pallet with a pillow at the foot of your door, but you have to not cave in. Again, if you open the door, let the child come into your bed, they're going to learn to be persistent and they get what they want. Kids are excellent negotiators and typically go for the no. So these are some of the things that you need to do, and I'll talk about a couple of more tips on our next visit. I hope these were helpful, and again, if you have any questions, anything that you want me to talk about, please leave a note on the website, NoCryingBabies.com. We'll talk to you soon.